Well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number three is upon us. As I said earlier, Terry Jones joining us now, founder of Travelocity. Terry, welcome back to Rush to Reason.
Hey, it's great to be back with you.
I really appreciate it. It was a joy talking to you back this summer. A lot has, well, in some cases, a lot has changed. And in other cases, a lot hasn't changed. Let's talk a little bit about business and the fact that, let's face it, Terry, some businesses are still struggling to find their way through, you know, shutdowns and so on, while others are back up in action. Give me your thoughts.
Well, you know, it's so lumpy. Marriott had the worst quarter ever. Procter & Gamble's running their lines 24 hours a day.
Unbelievable.
Walmart hired 100,000 people. American Airlines laid off 20,000.
Yep.
You know, so it really depends what business you're in. Bicycles, camping gear flying off the shelves.
Yep.
You know, lots of retailers bankrupt. Chipotle is selling half now through online, but they're making less money. So what you have to do totally depends on what's the space you're in.
Well said. I agree with that. And, of course, you came out of the travel world. Partly what I wanted to talk about today is that, along with a lot of the other businesses that are out there. And here in Colorado, for example, we still have numerous businesses that, you know, just cannot open fully. That, you know, there's still, you know, bars, restaurants, and so on. And, you know, we had this situation
right.
In Colorado where, you know, they let certain restaurants, or let restaurants, I should say, you know, do some outside dining in streets and so on. But, you know, we've got snow coming. You know, it's right now, it is a whopping 37 degrees, Terry, and snow's coming this weekend. Nobody's dining outdoors now, which means all these restaurants just lost a lot of their capacity.
They did. In fact, I've seen restaurants in Europe and Iceland are putting up sort of plastic igloos outdoors.
That's right.
You know, where you put just a small group of people who you know are know each other and won't infect each other in that way. It's tough, and you're seeing people change business models as well. You know, the airlines tossed change fees.
Yep.
Those are gone. Hotels have shifted to long-term rentals. Car dealers who are vehemently opposed to Tesla, who sells online, now are begging to sell online.
Yep.
Because
they
know it's working.
That's right.
A friend of mine in Washington, D.C., called for a grocery delivery, and it came by a little wagon-based drone. And that was illegal before, but now it's legal. In fact, Walmart is teaming up to do drone delivery. Airbnb shifted to rural from cities, and they're almost back to normal.
Yeah, that's because, and as you know, that's because there's a huge shift. In fact, I've got some articles to talk about once you leave today talking about that very thing. You know, the move from the inner city end of things, even staying there, to your point a moment ago, even staying there in a hotel,
oh, yeah,
is moving out to the outer areas because people don't want to be there.
That's right. I live up in Lake Tahoe, and our real estate is flying off the shelves. But, you know, one of the problems is people are putting offers in just from seeing the pictures on the web, and then they come up to see the house and go, oh, doesn't really look like that, does it?
We're out. Right.
But the competition is so stiff. They're doing it. You know, another thing that's grown because the government allowed it for the first time is telemedicine.
Mm-hmm.
And more than half the people who tried it say, you know, for a lot of things, it really works.
It works fine. Yeah.
And for other things, obviously, it doesn't. But it's the same thing with meetings. You know, one of the things I do is I'm a professional speaker. Well, I haven't been out to do that since March.
Right.
I build a TV studio in my house. I've given 35 virtual speeches. And my guess is even after COVID is controlled, all meetings will be hybrid going forward because they're finding they're getting actually more people than they used
to participate.
Because some people couldn't afford to come.
Right.
Or they didn't have the time.
Yeah, I was going to say probably a combination of the two. Some don't, you know, some could afford it but don't want to take the time. Some can't afford it but want to take the time. And so you kind of fill both those needs with what they're doing there. And I with you, I think that continues on. Now, I do think as time goes by with anything else, things get forgotten and people come back into some of their old patterns and so on. But in this case, though, Terry, I think just the risk, and you and I have talked about this, the risk that some of the government agencies are running, certain states are running, is when people start to establish new habits and they start eating at home more, for example, and are not going out to eat as much and so on, you're going to find that some of these things just don't come back that fast.
No, they won't. I mean, I think leisure travel will snap back very quickly. There's a lot of demand.
Yeah,
demand.
Agree.
But business travel probably won't. I was talking to one of the boards I'm on today. We're saving $1 million a quarter. And, you know, they think it'll come back, but those one-day trips, they're probably gone.
And you'd have to ask yourself, even going back in time, were they really necessary, or did they just do it because the flight was cheap and they could send a guy out for a day and get him back that night, and away we go?
That's right, and we could do it, and, you know, it's great to have dinner, but is it necessary? I know some people, salespeople, are doing great with virtual. Now, as the President of the United says, well, when you lose the first sale to the guy who went physical, will you go back and get on a plane? Maybe so. So it won't be 100%. But, you know, after 9/11, I was involved with the government in helping set up the TSA and some of the security procedures. And even though, thank God, we haven't had another major incident, the TSA isn't gone.
No.
You still have to go through security to get into a big New York building. We don't go back. And, you know, one of the reasons that Asia, I think, has done better in the pandemic than we have, many of Korea, Hong Kong, Japan, because they went through SARS, and they were able to immediately put into place what had happened in SARS. We didn't go through that, so we didn't have that sort of muscle memory.
Well, and to your point as well, we also don't have the same type of political and freedom, you know, the system that we have, the governmental system that we have, our constitutional republic, is much different than what they have as well. And let's face it, Terry, we have a very mobile society that literally can run across a continent that's, you know, actually, when it comes to actually inhabitation, it's the largest continent on the planet.
Right, right, no question. And so we are different, but there are some things that, you know, we've now done. Whether it's temperature checks or, you know, wearing masks or distancing and the rest of it, you know, we'll remember that and be able to do it again. And, you know, we're figuring things out. I mean, United and the Department of Defense just did a six-month study of air circulation on airplanes. Their conclusion is airplanes are an awfully safe place to be, actually, because the air circulates so quickly, better than a meeting room or a restaurant.
Gotcha. I have flown since all of this. I haven't had any issues flying. But I also know, Terry, I do a lot of consulting of automotive shops and things along those lines, and those guys are booming as well because there are people out there that are not flying. I think they're nervous to get on what they call the germ tube in the sky, and the automotive world's doing very well right now.
Oh, RV sales are up
100%. Huge.
Camping is way up. You know, people are taking staycations, you know, and just going. Some of the hotels got very smart and realized they don't have to wait for spring break for families to come. So there are hotels in Mexico and in California who are offering, come and we'll set your kids up to go to school virtually. You can work
great
virtually.
Idea.
And when class is over, hit the beach.
That's a fabulous idea.
Very smart because
very
you don't
smart.
Have to wait.
Yeah,
why
no,
just
that's
go now.
That's exactly what, you know, a lot of them should have been doing. And it just amazes me at times, Terry, where some of the folks are just so slow in, I call it dragging their feet, whatever you want to say, but they're just so slow to change. It's almost like, well, we've always done it this way. We're going to keep doing it this way. And by George, that's the way it's going to work. I kind of feel like it's that way with, you know, American and United when it comes to their bag fee charges. Southwest has not been charging for bags for a very, very long time now, as you know, and is a very successful airline, and they're keeping the middle seat open, and they're still successful.
Yeah, they're making a tiny bit of money. Delta is doing the same thing. I think Delta has come out and said, look, here's all the things we're going to do, and they've just run with it. Some of the other airlines haven't. Bag fees are, you know, look, fares are super low and have been super low. Bag fees are kind of the only way they figured out how to make money. But Southwest is a different model, and you know, they're doing very, very well. You know, one of the major retailers in the U.S. had an 18-month internal plan to go to curbside delivery. They ended up doing it in 2 days.
Wow.
So, the boss won't forget that.
Right.
Right.
Right. Like question for you on the Southwest end of things, and I know a little bit about, well, I know a lot about the company. I think I know why they can do the things they do and make money when the other ones can't. But what's your thoughts on why they can do what they do and make money? I mean, granted, not a lot, but right now, if you make a little bit of money in that arena, I think they're doing fabulous. How do they do it and the rest of them struggle?
Well, they have a, they do have a very different model. For many of their flights are short haul.
Yep.
They have incredibly quick turns.
Yep.
They've never served food, right?
No assigned seats.
And no assigned seats.
All the same aircraft.
Yeah, they all the same aircraft, but they have one aircraft type. Really.
That's right.
So their maintenance cost is extremely low.
That's right.
They don't have to have a big fleet. They haven't until recently done any international. Now, you know, they're dipping their toe in Mexico and a few places. So they've held to a rigid, simple model, and they haven't changed. And, you know, with airlines, over time, they get big. They want to be bigger. They want to be the biggest,
mm-hmm.
and then they're done. And they have complex fares and complex structures. And, you know, it can work. I was at American Airlines for 19 years. We made a lot of money in some years. And other years, it was pretty bad. It's a tough business, and Southwest has figured out a way to do it for a certain kind of passenger in many, many small markets.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, they're taking a big risk right now. They just moved into O'Hare and to George Bush in Houston. They usually stay out of those big hubs.
Right.
And they're using this crisis to say, we're going to do it. And, you know, you shouldn't
well,
let
they,
the crisis
they,
go
On
to
the
waste,
opposite, they
right?
just moved into Colorado Springs, which is a smaller town, you know, south of Denver here. They're just now going to go to Colorado Springs, which they hadn't been doing.
But they do go to Denver International.
Yep, they
as well,
do.
Right?
They've been here in Denver for quite some time now. But you know,
yeah.
Colorado Springs, they had not been in. That's gonna. Yeah, are they going to pick up some passengers there? I think they will.
Oh, absolutely. So they're a different model than the big guys, and they've had a great model, you know, for a long time.
Well, and what I wanted to get to with that, and I think this is what gives them an edge over a lot of the others, which, by the way, is kind of what we've been talking about across the board. They're flexible, and Terry, a lot of the big guys are not, you know, no offense, but typically United and the Americans and Delta even at times, they get pretty rigid in what they're doing and they can't flex much. Southwest flexes around and, you know what, in a lot of cases, to their advantage.
Oh, yeah. They have a culture like that. And if you don't fit their culture, they kind of ask you to see the door.
And that includes passengers, by the way. If you don't like the way they load and unload a plane, go buy a reserve seat on American.
Go somewhere else.
Yep.
So it's interesting. And, you know, the other thing that's changing, I think, as we get into this work from home phase two is, you know, we had this burst of productivity, but now it's getting really tough.
I agree.
So as I talk to human resource
yep.
managers,
yep.
they have open lines all day. They're out contacting people. They're sending people lunches to have meetings. They're being in touch all the time. It's still working, but it is hard.
I agree.
No question. So,
I agree.
You know, I think the sooner we can get back, the better it is. I think the same thing is true with virtual education. I have a friend whose wife is a teacher for kids with special needs, has done it virtually for 20 years. Great virtual education. But his own kids are going to a lousy virtual education because the teachers aren't trained.
They don't know how to do it. That's right. Yep.
They don't have the tools. It's not their fault.
That's right.
It's just
they've never done it.
Do it overnight.
That's right.
Right. But
well
I
said.
Think things will change. You know, Google just brought out a whole bunch of certificate programs, not college education, but a lot of great skills you can get online. And I talked to my college president of liberal arts school. He said, liberal arts just got a big kick in the head.
Wow.
Because when somebody like Google is saying, hey, we'll give people a certificate in programming or user interface
mm-hmm.
or data analytics or something. Well, maybe I don't need 4 years.
Yeah, well, yeah, good point.
And that model is a,
yep.
you know, the price
I agree.
Has gone up way more than inflation.
I agree.
You know, so,
good stuff.
They've got to respond.
Yep.
Just like the airlines or just like, you know, doctors saying, yeah, I'll do telemedicine. Mm-hmm. That can work.
Well done.
We just got to change. What got you here ain't going to get you there.
Well done. Terry Jones, again, founder of Travelocity, author of the book Disruption Off. Terry, where do they get the book?
Amazon.com. It's available in Kindle, physical, or I even did an audiobook. So
awesome.
I think you'll enjoy it. It's all about disruption, but how to avoid it.
Awesome. Terry, I appreciate it very much. You're always welcome. I appreciate you very much.
Well, thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Good stuff. Terry Jones again, founder of Travelocity, and he's got the new book, Disruption Off. Also was the co-founder of Kayak, by the way. I should have mentioned that. Gino's Auto Service coming up next, folks. Get your vehicle ready to go. We've got storm coming in as we speak. Snow coming in tomorrow and this weekend. Make sure you're done, ready, handled with your vehicle, and you're running out of time to get that done by the weekend. But there's one day left. Give Gino's a call, 303-794-6700, or find him at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
For over 37 years, Gino's has been your go-to auto service shop in Littleton for all of your car repair and maintenance needs. This month, take advantage of Gino's engine and cabin air filter special and receive a NAPA $20 gift card. Do you want to breathe better air in your vehicle? Your cabin air filter helps to remove pollen, dust, smoke, and pollutants from the air inside your car. It's recommended to change your cabin air filter once a year in Colorado. Your engine air filter prevents dust, dirt, and contaminants from your engine. With any service, we'll do a free battery check to get you safely back on the road. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers, honoring warranty work you may have had done. Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off for service and pick up when ready. Gino's is a Colorado Select member and conveniently located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Check out Gino's Google reviews or call us with any questions. Visit Gino's online at ginosautoservice.com.
Purify Chevrolet coming up next, folks, and they've got all of your vehicle needs met. They can take care of you. They can take care of your GM vehicle in the shop. They can sell you a new GM vehicle, should say a new Chevrolet, or a new used car as well. They can do that at their location in Fort Lupton, Highway 52 and Highway 85. Go to purifychevrolet.com or give them a call at 303-659-8311.
Another satisfied customer of Rolly Purifoy and his team at Purifoy Chevrolet.
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, this is Kathy.
We moved out here in 82, and we needed a better pickup truck to haul my wife's horses, so we went up there, and when we bought the new Chevy pickup, we knew we could count on them to take care of her if I was on the road, which they always have. And that made my job easier, being away from home, knowing that they were there for her. In other words, if she broke down, they could come tow her in. She could go up there with a light out. They would take care of it. They're like family.
I will tell you this. When I need a ride home, they have somebody to run me home. In fact, they fight over who's going to drive me. So we've made very good friends up there over the years. Like Al says, they're like family. We walk in, and it's like, hi, Kathy. Hi, Al. We'd do anything for Rolly and the family up there.
Everything we have is Purifoy, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Hello, Joe.
Your phone cut out just a little bit right there.
You're okay. There
so,
you go.
I didn't get a chance to let you know about this. One of your contemporaries on another station, I'm the one that sent you the email about EAT, hashtag EAT. I'm not into FaceTwit, so I wouldn't know, even interested in how to get over there because of all the possibility of having identity theft. But on Facebook, you got hashtag EAT, Entrepreneurs Against Tyranny. And it's been working really well in the lockdown stupidity of Philadelphia and all of PA. And it's basically a really good business model for people that want to deal with and get rid of the likes of the tyrannical idiot inside the governor's house, as we have one here.
Yep.
And it's a good business model because what it does is it collects legal, logistics, and any other kind of need and support that restaurants, bowling alleys, bars, and everyone else that is being majorly wiped out about this stupid lockdown. And the fact of the matter is, if people would want this kind of thing, I think you can use this business model, this idea, and make it work here. You've got enough people between Fort Collins and Colorado Springs, maybe including Pueblo, that there's power in numbers. And when you have large numbers of people that would hear about this kind of thing, they would sign up pronto, ASAP.
So how's the functionally, how does this work, Joe?
Well, basically what it works is not only on face twit would you get the information out, but you'd be able to get it, obviously, 560 as me, as an RF engineer. I can tell you that you get out all the way to Nebraska, Wyoming,
right.
Even the panhandle of Texas. And what you're doing is you're basically bringing together people with legal and other business model ideas on how to fully open up and just say, we're not playing the game anymore.
Gotcha.
We're gonna completely open up. And if you have 250 restaurants in Colorado Springs open up at one time, well, that might be a little high. Let's say 110. If you have that many restaurants and another 300 open up in Denver, they don't have enough manpower to mess with it. And cops are not going to be interested in playing this game any longer. Just like with the ERPO and the CPO, Civil Protection Order, and emergency, the red flag
right,
law.
Right.
They're not wanting to play this game because they know that it's going against the Constitution. And just let you know, the other day when I had mentioned this about a person in a food store about giving me a rasp about not wearing a mask, you know, people need to understand that this is not a law. It's a order by an edict, and mm-hmm. it's already gone beyond the 45 days that the legislature has given the governorship a ability to do here in Colorado. So it's now been 8 months, and so this needs to end.
No, you are 100% correct, Joe. It's got to end, and I agree with you. The only way to do it is to team up and, you know, get like-minded individuals to just say enough's enough, and let's get things back to normal.
Yeah, go to hashtag EAT, Entrepreneurs Against Tyranny, in Pennsylvania, and you'll find that there, if you get, Randy Corcoran and a few other decent, really good, strong-minded, good attorneys to give a little bit of pro bono up front and then get the thing off the ground, I think you've got a business model where you might be able to have a serious dent on this stupidity and against our constitutional rights. And I'm willing to put up a couple $100 just to start the thing going and be a business partner in this.
Okay. All right. Joe, I appreciate it. Send me an email, would you please? Can you do that?
Okay, sure. I already did it at your website, but if you have an email that goes directly to
No, that's fine. No, if you fill out the website, I'll get it from there. I can take it from there. That's perfect.
Yeah. Hashtag EAT.
Okay, I'll find it. Joe, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. By the way, that East Troublesome Fire, I believe now they have evacuated or are in the process of evacuating all of Estes Park. The fire has moved into the Grand, not the Grand Lake area, but I mean up against the Grand Lake itself at this point. I've actually got video that a couple of you have sent me, and I appreciate that very much. So, the fire up there is still burning. It hasn't gone away. It's still a bad situation up there. So I would encourage all of you to just be watching for that. If you got family or friends up there, check in on them. And as I talked during the first hour, if you've got the ability to help in any way, I'll give you some websites in a moment where you can actually help some of those individuals that are being evacuated as we speak. Extreme Auto Repair Folks is next, and they want to help you out with all your vehicle needs. And don't forget, there's a 15% discount. Right now, there's a $70 rebate on Cooper Tires and a free second opinion. Call them at 303-841-1071 or find them at klzradio.com.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed, but it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, if you're not feeling well or you want to lose some weight or you just want to get, you know, tuned up as far as that goes, where you feel good mentally, physically, all of that, Dr. Julie can help you with that. And it's really easy. Just call her at 303-343-8800 or at AscentHealthCenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
All right. Al Smith is from Golden Eagle Financial. I'll get all my words out here, guys. I'm sorry. Been talking a lot today in a lot of areas. Al Smith, though, he wants to help you out with all of your financial planning, and it's really easy. Just go to klzradio.com or 303-744-1128, and Al will teach you the difference between wealth accumulation versus retirement planning, and he'll make sure that you get to retirement and then stay there. Again, klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors and SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We appreciate each of you joining us today. And as I said a few minutes ago, yes, the troublesome fire that actually now is heading, let's make sure I'm saying this right. It started on the west side of the Granby-Grand Lake area, over towards kind of the Hot Sulphur Springs area, west of 125 over there. Came all the way through. It has crossed over Highway 34, has run up through the Rocky Mountain National Park, which is now closed, went over the top of the hill, dropped down, or now is dropping down and threatening Estes Park. So all of you that are up in that area, Estes Park is now being evacuated. So if you're listening to me and you're up in that area and you have not got an evacuation notice, I know our signal does go all the way up there. If you're listening to me even online, please, you need to evacuate. If you're in the Estes Park area, get out. Do not stay there. I've watched enough of this throughout the night last night. I was up till about 1:30 in the morning listening to the police and radio scanners and just listening to the firefighters and what they were doing. This is something that the way the winds have been blowing and what's been going on there, you do not want to be caught out and about in this, and you do not want to be in your home. You want to get down to safety, get down to shelter, get away from the fire. Right now, as far as I know, this may change as we go through the next few days, but as far as I know, there are no deaths that have come from the troublesome fire at this point. Again, that could change. We'll keep you updated. I'll be back tomorrow, of course, and we'll update you some more. I will be watching this tonight. For those of you that maybe were listening during the first hour, yes, I have a vested interest in this. It's probably why I've been watching it more than anyone else. I have a property up in the Grand Lake area, so I've been watching this very closely. and just kind of see what's been going on throughout the day. And I will keep you abreast in, as we go into tomorrow's program as well, and we'll find out what's happening by that time. Lines are open, by the way. Got about 20 minutes left of the show today. 303-477-5600 if you want to join in. 303-477-5600. All right. Given the fact that Halloween is next week, somebody actually, I think Joe actually sent me an article. I don't know this particular individual. Maybe Charlie does. James Randi, who's a magician, who debunked paranormal claims for a lot of his life, dies at age 92. He was professionally known as the Amazing Randi, and he dedicated his life to exposing seers who did not see, healers who did not heal, and many others. So he has a MacArthur Award-winning, so James Randi, a MacArthur Award-winning magician who turned his formidable savvy into investigating claims of spoon bending, mind reading, fortune telling, ghost whispering, water dousing, faith healing, UFO spotting, and sundry varieties of bamboozlement, bunko, flim flam, flammery, humbuggery, I can't say all this, mountebankery, pettifoggery, and out and out quick slavery, as he quite often saw fit to call them, died on Tuesday at his home in Plantation, Florida. He was 92. So he, I guess, actually, I didn't know much about this guy until actually reading this particular article that Joe sent me. He made a mission out of basically, you know, bringing scientific rationalism to lay people and dispelling, in what his mind was, a lot of the myths and the stealing of money from the public that a lot of these folks did, which, by the way, thanks, because I'm a guy that doesn't believe in an ounce of that stuff. I just don't, folks. I don't believe in getting psychic readings. I think they're full. I think they're full of it. I think it's nothing more than a big money scam. You're not going to see me go to a psychic or a palm reader or any of the other nonsense that I feel is out there. No, I don't believe in ghosts. No, I don't believe in the paranormal activity. No, I don't believe in the folks that claim they see ghosts. I don't believe in the people that say they've seen Sasquatch. I don't believe in people that say they've seen UFOs. I'm not that guy. I don't believe in any of that crap. And I'll call it that. And I know I've had conversations on this show before, and I've had people call in, even really great conservatives, that tell me I'm crazy, that UFOs exist and paranormal activity exists and on and on and on. And no, I'm not a believer. I think every one of those can be explained if you know exactly what the root cause of it is. For example, not more than a few weeks ago, there was a bunch of people back east claiming there was a UFO in the sky. Turned out, it was nothing more than the Goodyear blimp. But it sure looked like a UFO, and there was lots of pictures of what was considered to be a UFO. But no, folks, there was no UFO. So this particular gentleman, Mr. Randi, went around and essentially, you know, figured out what these people were doing, exposed them for what they were doing, and kept them from basically taking money from people's pockets. He wrote many books, by the way. Flim Flam, The Truth About Unicorns, Parapsychology and Other Delusions, The Faith Healers, which, by the way, I don't believe in either. And yes, I'm a good, solid Christian man, but no, I don't believe in Benny Hinn or the likes of any of those guys that are out there. Sorry if I'm stepping on toes, but no, those guys are whack jobs as well. He wrote an encyclopedia of claims, frauds, and hoaxes of the occult and supernatural. Granted, this guy probably was not a right-leaning, conservative, solid Christian, but he still was like me and went around and debunked a lot of what he considered to be nonsense with these folks. And by the way, I'm glad he did. In the course of his career, he investigated more than 100 people, including Peter Popoff, who, by the way, was a faith healer. If you don't know who Peter Popoff is, just go look him up on YouTube and you'll find out. Isn't he the guy, Charlie, that pushed everybody back? Peter, he was that push, you know. He'd push them back, they'd fall on the floor. A well-heeled, self-described faith healer who he exposed on The Tonight Show. Mr. Randi was also known for his decade-long sparring match with Uri Geller, the professed... Oh, how do you say it? Oh, Uri Geller. Charlie's correcting me. Uri Geller, the professed mentalist known for his serial abuse of flatware. So, he bent spoons too, Charlie said. He sponsored the Million Dollar Challenge, a contest offering $1 million to the person who, following rigorous scientific protocols, could demonstrate evidence of a paranormal, supernatural, or occult phenomena. Though the challenge attracted more than 1,000 aspirants, the prize remained unclaimed on Mr. Randy's retirement from the foundation in 2015. This guy, I like this guy. I mean, granted, he probably didn't have the same faith I have, but in this particular regard, he proved a lot of people wrong, and for that, you got to give the guy credit. So there you go. He just passed away, though, so I don't know who's going to keep all these folks in check now. Not my job, but hopefully somebody will. And as you all know, as you could just tell, I'm not that guy. I don't believe in any of that nonsense whatsoever. You know, when it's the middle of the night and you hear a door creak or a crack or a noise or whatever, it's like, okay, so the house moved a little bit. So, you know, temperature changed a little bit. So, you know, whatever. I'm not a guy that believes in any of that nonsense whatsoever. No, I'm not afraid of the dark at all, because none of that stuff exists, and I'm not scared of it. I'm not afraid of it. So we'll come right back. Flesh and Beck is up next. Now, maybe you're afraid of the way the insurance company or whatever's happened to you is going down, and things aren't going well. And as a matter of fact, there's going to be a lot of insurance things that will be going on in the not-too-distant future with these fires, everything from vehicles to homes. If you find yourself in a predicament where the insurance company, whoever it may be, is not doing their job, give Kevin a call. That's what he's there for. 303-806-8886, or find him online at fleshlawfirm.com, and that's FLESCH.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
So you're required now to wear a mask.
Yes.
So you go to the restaurant, says wear the mask, so you wear the mask. You enter in, though, and now you got to fill out this form. It's all this contact tracing stuff.
Yes.
What's legal, what's not, what should you do, what shouldn't you do?
I would put down all the wrong information.
So you would go eat dinner there and just fill it out incorrectly?
Yep, I did it last night. They asked me for my cell phone number and I gave them the wrong number. So you have every right not to. Or you have every right to give them the information that isn't accurate.
If you've never been in before, they're asking you for the info, it's the first time you've been in, just give them the wrong info.
Right.
I'm Bill Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not applying for a mortgage,
no,
I'm getting a burger.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's why I was there to meet a potential new client. I had some chips and salt. Salsa and water. I don't think I need to. I have contact tracing with my Chili's.
It's not that big a deal.
Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Common sense legal advice. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886.
Hey, all right, folks. In case you can't get Benny Hinn to lay hands on your windshield and fix it, you may actually have to replace it or have Novus fill that crack. I'm joking, but not. If you need something done with your windshield, we got the place to go. That's Novus Auto Glass. Novus is Latin for innovate, and yes, they innovate all the time. They continually make changes and do things necessary to keep your vehicle in top working order when it comes to the vision end of things. Find a location near you. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus. That's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. As the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus. N-O-V-U-S.
Between the high home values and low interest rates of today's market, you want to call Bruce Simmons now about refinancing your reverse mortgage. Your home value has increased since you first took out your loan. By refinancing at today's low interest rates, you could pull more money out of your house without increasing your loan balance. Convert an even larger portion of the value of your home into tax-free money that you may use however you wish. Plus, as long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, you will never need to worry about making a mortgage payment, as long as you live in the home. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, makes a potentially confusing loan program easy to understand. Right now, Bruce can even walk you through the numbers virtually, line by line, from your home computer. Visit klzradio.com/reverse and ask Bruce to run the numbers for you. Find out how much you could benefit from refinancing your reverse mortgage.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price, so they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Joe, what's going on today, sir?
Well, Tom, first, I'm surprised you never heard of the amazing Randy.
No, I never had.
I was always a big fan of his. You know, a guy puts his money where his mouth is. You can prove to me you're psychic, I'll give you $1 million.
I know, it's awesome.
And he had that out there for 30 years, and he never had a payoff, not once. Hey, John, we got big trouble here in River City. Our COVID death rate has collapsed. We're down to one per day.
Oh, no, Joe. What are we going to do?
From Don, you realize we were at 36 per day at, you know, back in April. So let's see. So we are down. The death rate has collapsed by 97%. So I don't know what Kevin Polis is going to do now. But, you know, we've had a 97% decline in our COVID death rate, even though the quote, the case numbers.
Well, and you heard what I said earlier, and I really do mean it, Joe. It's high time, and I mean this sincerely. I'm not joking. It's high time our governor started focusing on the resources we need to fight these fires that we've got going on in Colorado right now, and stop dinking around with COVID.
It is, and I was digging deep into the stats. By the way, one of my favorite sayings is, "If you torture the data long enough, it will confess." The shift in who's getting sick. It's primarily in the 20 to 29 and the 30 to 39. The number of old people getting sick is like 3% of the total. So it's really the young people. Boulder is a hotbed right now. Boulder and Denver, the colleges are back.
Yep.
So yeah,
and you know what? Who cares?
Who cares? In fact, the more young people who get sick and recover,
the better off we are.
Exactly. That's how you get herd immunity, by having young, healthy people get the disease. They build antibodies,
yep.
And then they are no longer carriers and transmitters. You know, because they can't. Well, they unlikely they'll be reinfected.
Right.
So that's how you stop it. They become roadblocks for the transmission. So the more young people get infected, the better. Hallelujah.
So, and Joe, I sent you, you know, some emails that I receive periodically from your quote unquote conservative listeners that think I'm crazy when it comes to COVID, and probably are even wincing at the fact I'm telling Governor Polis to stop worrying about COVID and start worrying about wildfires, because there are a lot of folks out there that feel like COVID is still far more important than fighting these fires that we've got now covering, oh gosh, a good quarter of the state now. They still feel like COVID is far more important. What do you say to those folks?
Fires have the real risk of killing people. The risk of you dying from COVID is slim to none, and it's not going to cause you to lose your home. You know, if you lose your home, you've got your life's work going up in smoke. You get COVID, maybe worst case, you wind up in the hospital for 3 or 4 days. If you give me a choice between having my house burned to the ground or spending 3 days in the hospital, which would you pick, John?
I would pick the 3 days in the hospital, Joe.
Right, and that's unlikely. That's very unlikely that's going to happen anyway. So that's where we are. You know, 3 days in the hospital versus you're having your house burned down.
Yeah, and I think there's folks out there right now, Joe. This is just my own gut feeling. Is there's folks right now that are either evacuating, have been evacuated, or are now preparing to evacuate. That would take the statement we just said and jump on that all day long.
Yep, I agree. Fires are far more, in terms of long-term impact on people's lives, it's the fires.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because this, to your point a second ago, the long-term impact, and you know, granted. And I know there's folks out there claiming that we don't know what the long-term impact of COVID is. But, you know, yeah, there's going to be certain individuals, Joe, that probably have some repercussions from it, just like they would if they got sick with any number of other items. But the reality is the repercussions from these fires will last generations now.
Exactly. Generations. And by going on, you know, you don't think fire insurance, fire insurance rates are going to go up. People may not be able to.
All of them are going to go up, Joe. Not just the folks that are in the mountains. All of our rates in Colorado are now going to go up. For all of you listening, if you don't realize that,
right? And
that's what your governor's doing to you right now.
And it may get so bad in some of those areas, John. And I was listening to another radio program a month ago. People were saying they wanted to rebuild the house. You know, they'd lost their house to a fire, and the insurance company came back and they wanted like $22,000 a year for fire insurance.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
So you own a piece of land where you used to have a house. Now you can't rebuild your house, and because anybody else who wants to build there, that piece of land you own is now worthless as a building site.
And it's going to take, you know, years for the actuaries to change. Even though you and I both know that now that fire has been through there, you and I could insure that house moving forward because the chances of it ever burning down from fire is going to be slim to none. But that's not how the insurance company is going to look at it.
Yeah, they just know that you're in a fire area, and you're right, because all of the highly flammable fuel has been burned.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Those areas, so that area, you know, where my property is up there around the Grand Lake area, let's face it, Joe, I told my son Richard this morning, you're not going to see another fire up there for 20, 25 years at the soonest.
Yeah, not until you get some substantial tree growth.
That's right.
Coming back.
There will not be, you know, you'll be hard-pressed to start a fire. Let's just put it that way, even.
Exactly, because, I mean, you might get a little grass fire going, but...
Oh, that's about it.
Yeah, but, you know, grass fires aren't going to, you know, burn down 50 homes or spread at the rate of
I know I've got about a minute left here is all, but am I crazy in thinking that why do we not have... Last night I'm watching that fire burn. Started at 15,000 acres. It grew to 125,000 acres. And by this morning, we have 257 firemen that are up there actually working on the fire. Why is the National Guard not up there helping?
John, I don't know. It's a great question. I mean, the National Guard's under the control of the governor. They've got helicopters. They got water drop. They could be, you know, bringing water. They could be bringing people in. It's a great question.
Food, resources, all sorts. I mean, even if it's just to put some boots on the ground, Joe, there's all sorts of things that they could be doing. Even if it's just helping control traffic while the other guys go fight the fire, there's lots of things that could be done there, and yet our governor's sitting on his fat you-know-what doing nothing.
By the way, in other states, they take low-risk prisoners who are due for release, and they actually offer them.
Why not let them do that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so they let the prisoners go fight fires. The prisoners make a little extra money. They get out of their cell.
And away they go.
And away they go.
Well said. Joe, thanks. I got to run at that, and well said. And by the way, folks, I don't have an answer as to why our governor isn't doing the things he needs to be doing to help fight these fires. All I can say is what I said earlier. He doesn't care about you. And mark my words on this. You may not be in that fire-infected area. Your rates are going to go up next year or the year after when it comes to your house insurance rates. Mark my words on that one, folks. Enchanted Kitchens is next. And to get that kitchen done now, you can get it done before Christmas if you get started, but you got to get going right away, folks. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason. That'll do it for tonight, folks. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. Don't forget the presidential debate starts in about an hour. And for all of you that are in some of those fire areas, please, please, please be safe. And one other thing I should mention, by the way, please don't drive up to see the fires. If you're somebody that's not in that area and you're not being evacuated, you don't need to be there. You don't need to take pictures. You don't need to leave your home and drive west to the mountains. Stay where you're at. Let the fire, you know, firefighters do their thing and stay out of their way. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.